The meditations for the Via Crucis on Good Friday at Rome's Colosseum have been written by a group of young Catholics from Lebanon. The meditations were written under the guidance of the Maronite Patriarch Cardinal Bishara Rai, who was invited to write them following Pope Benedict's pastoral visit to Lebanon last year. Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges spoke to two Lebanese Catholics, Tony El Shaib and Firis Werbe. Let's hear first from Tony.
Yes, we were very excited and grateful because we felt that really the church is very aware and very close to every single part of the world, especially to our part.
Now, you wrote the 10th meditation. Tell me, what does it talk about?
It talks about Jesus when they took from him his clothes and he was without any
resistance.
And he is the new temple where really it's a true life. The Holy Spirit will be there and it's our temple also. Each one of us, he said, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit and the kingdom of God is in you. For this, we saw in this 10th station, Jesus Christ, who is really giving us a new hope and really to understand better what's our mission in this Orient. But we felt that really God is assuring us, don't be afraid. And this is the message from this station, from all the Christians that are in the Middle East, that really we are more and more attached to our land, to our faith. With all this persecution, we are sure that Christ is in us, in our unity, in our church.
What do you think is the overall message that you want people to understand from these meditations about how life is for people in Lebanon?
This way of the cross is really the way of every Christian, because without cross there is no resurrection. If God is permitting some suffering, some struggles, some problems, this is like a small moment, but we need really to give a good testimony for Jesus Christ, for those who persecuted him, for the love and the salvation he has given, even for all his enemies.
How optimistic are people in Lebanon, especially the young, about the future of their country, you know, in a part of the world where there is so much turmoil, so much conflicts in other neighboring countries?
It's a very difficult situation. In Lebanon, we have two struggles. One struggle is either to immigrate. Another struggle is to live like Europeans, live the life of youth without really looking at the situation itself, like alienation. But from the other side, you see a very strong movement of youth that are finding in the church the hope, the real hope, finding in Jesus Christ like a salvation that the world couldn't give to them, nor the immigration could give to them, nor the politics could give to them. When you see people loving each other, living with joy, the joy of Christ, this is the hope of Lebanon. You have seen when the Pope came to Lebanon, the youth were full of hope, full of power, full of energy.
Another young Lebanese man who was involved in the project was Firis Werbe.
As Lebanese youth, when we knew about this honor that Pope Benedict gave us to prepare this meditation, we are so happy, and it was a sign for us from God after the visit of Benedict to Lebanon that we should continue the mission that we are living in the Middle East, especially in this bad circumstances around us.
What would you say are the main themes contained in these meditations?
Those meditations are talking about the hard moments that the Middle Eastern people are living, especially the Christian in the Middle East. It's a meditation asking God to give us the power to continue and to protect our community, to stay in the countries of Jesus. The main themes are, it's like we are showing and we are talking about our fear, our pain, our hard moments that we are living, and asking God for support and his protection.
Are there many people in Lebanon who fear for the future, not just of Lebanon, but also for the region? You know, there's, as you say, there's so much turmoil next door to you. Of course, there is the civil war in Syria. Does this make people fearful for the future?
Of course. However, personally, and a lot of youth in Lebanon, they are optimistic. Despite the war, we are feeling now how much is important our mission to stay here and to live the new evangelization in the Middle East.
So you are optimistic that peace can prevail in Lebanon, that it can continue to be an example of coexistence between people of different faiths.
It's our mission, as Pope John Paul II said when he visited Lebanon. He said that Lebanon is not a country, it's a message of peace. It should be an example for different culture and a role model for all countries where there is a mix of religions and cultures and traditions also.
What impact do you hope these meditations will have on all those listening to them during the Via Crucis?
I hope that all the people who hear those meditations will have the power to continue in living their belief in Christian faith.
Do you hope also it will remind people about the difficulties that many Christians face in the Middle East, particularly in countries in the Holy Land itself, where they're minorities, that it will make perhaps more visible the plight of Christians?
Of course. It's an occasion to show to the world that Christians in the Middle East are facing many challenges, a lot of challenges. The challenge of existing, it's not just a secondary challenge, it's a main challenge. It's a country of Jesus. So it's not, if this country is empty from Christians, I think it will affect the equilibrium in around the world, especially for Christian people. And also it shows that for Christians there, it shows their importance of staying here. Because as you know, migration of Christians from Middle East is so high. They are leaving for countries around the world. But it's also, I think it was a sign from Pope Benedict and from God that we should stay here.